This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Welcome to Baseball Outside the Box, educational podcast for coaches, players, and parents from all over the world, where we bring you the most innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds who love to challenge the status quo. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. We're shooting the show from Game Day USA headquarters here in Naperville, Illinois. We are thrilled that you're joining the show. Before we begin, just a few announcements as always. We want to remind you, make sure please go to our website, baseballoutsidethebox.com. Go to the iTunes or Stitcher logo, click that on, join the show, get a recommendation, and you'll get a notice every time the show comes up, so that way you'll know what shows are up every week. And if you really love the shows, hit the five-star rating and review part, and that will help us continue the show even more. Now, don't forget, we love getting your emails. Email us at info@baseballoutsidethebox.com. Email us any questions you have about, baseball, anything you have. We'd be glad to, get back to you as quick as possible. We love getting your questions. We're also all over social media. We're on Twitter at @baseballout, where we give you a lot of tips on the game of baseball. And don't forget, on our webpage, baseballoutsidethebox.com, you can purchase our five-set baseball instructional DVD series with over 100 games, drills, and skills to help you run a fun and organized practice. All right, we are ready to rock and roll. We're excited about today's show. Again, we're here at Game Day USA headquarters in Naperville, Illinois. Our special guest today is Rich Janner. Rich is the head baseball coach at Montini Catholic High School. He's also the director of the USA Baseball Great Lakes National Team Identification Series. And he's the president of Game Day USA, a sports management firm which operates sporting events all over the country. Now, we're going to be talking about several topics. And first of all, I just want to welcome Rich to the show. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Pete. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you. I'm excited because I know for the last few years, you and I have got a chance to work together in several projects, not only on the USA Baseball NTIS, but also the great events that you run all over the country with Game Day USA. So let's do this. Let's start off and just give us an idea a little bit about what Game Day USA does.
Sure. Game Day USA, we just recently celebrated our 10-year anniversary, and we operate baseball and softball events literally all over the country in family destinations. So we service athletes and families ages 8 through 18, and the athlete will participate in the baseball or softball event, and then also enjoy a lot of the other amenities and things that are going on in the town where we visit. So we're very much in the baseball business, but also in the tourism and vacation business as well.
Yeah, what I love about you guys is, like you said, you're in the baseball business, the event business. You run major events. I've done some with you in Florida, and you guys are first class. That's what I love about you is, from the minute the family arrives, they receive things, information, quality, uniforms, quality everything from start to finish. Give us an idea, and you focus a lot on also making sure that you have great coaches at the events and you have great development. It's all about developing the game also. Give us an idea how that works.
Sure. Well, first of all, I appreciate your kind words about our organization. We really do take attention to detail very, very seriously. We take pride in operating first-class events. For a lot of families, when they do a Game Day USA event, this is their family vacation for the whole summer. A lot of families don't have the budget to be able to do 3 or 4 vacations. So if they're at a Game Day USA baseball tournament event, pretty good chance that's their family vacation for the summer. And, of course, all of us look back fondly on our family vacations when we were a kid. And so we take that very seriously, the fact that we have such a key role in helping to administer that, everything from the hotels that we refer people to the fields and facilities where the games take place, and making sure we've got great destinations that are going to have other things to do for the families and siblings, so they're not just sitting there watching baseball for 3 days.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, a lot of organizations that do this, and I, you know, be honest with you, I haven't seen one better than Game Day in USA. Now, when you guys do an event for baseball, softball, give us an idea what happens on the field also with the players.
Sure. I mean, most of our weekend tournament events, the athletes and teams have a three-game guarantee, so they'll play at least three games regardless of whether they go 3-0 in pool play or 0-3. They'll get at least three games in. And then we go into bracket play. And as we set up these brackets, initially set up the pools, we try to balance the brackets by geography. So we really recruit teams from literally all over the country. So if I have a team from Illinois, for example, I'd much rather play a team from Wisconsin or New York or Michigan as opposed to playing another team that's right down the street from me. So we try to create an experience where kids can play teams from other cultures, play teams from other regions, and that's all part of the educational process. Once we get down to the Final Four in the championship, we see some pretty really, you know, real good baseball, and then we have championship rings for many of our champions, and so we really do the best we can to make the kids feel special. All throughout the course of the tournament, through our MVP program, if my team's playing your team, I will award an MVP award to the best player in that game to your athlete, and you'll do the same for my athlete. It helps to you know, increase the fellowship and sportsmanship at these games, which is absolutely critical with all that's going on in youth sports. Sportsmanship is a real big part of it for us as well.
Give us an idea who some of the coaches might be, how you select the coaches. You know, obviously that's an important part of the program.
Sure. So once we get through our weekend event season, which is typically March, April, May, June, July, then we get into some of our postseason events, and these are individual player events that fall within our special events department. In our all-star events, many of our coaches are volunteers. Once we get into our junior All-American Games programming at the Major League Baseball spring training complexes in Florida and Arizona, more about that later, we bring in professional coaches that we have screened, either former professional players, college coaches, high school coaches, guys that really embrace our philosophy of education and player development first, and, you know, not coaches that want to just win at all costs. So education and player development is big for us, as I know it is for you as well.
Absolutely. I think that's another reason we get along well. The cities themselves, they got to love it because they're getting a quality organization, quality, you know, program.
Sure.
Tell us how you work with the cities and also the, you know, the communities.
So, yeah, some of our best partners are the Convention and Visitors Bureau or the Sports Commission in a lot of these vacation destinations. And their responsibility is to bring in tourists to their city to stay in the hotels, eat in the restaurants, shop in the shopping malls, pump gas in the gas stations, and every other aspect of sports tourism. So those are important partners for us. In Battle Creek, Michigan, for example, we operate the Battle Creek Mayor's Tournament, where the city is heavily involved. And, you know, business travel kind of comes and goes with the economy, but the sports tourism market is very resilient. You remember back in 2008, you know, when the economy was not so good, mm-hmm. people were still traveling, maybe not so much for business, but still very much traveling for sports. And so sports tourism is really a key economic engine, you know, for our country.
Now, a lot of the players, can you take teams, individual teams, or is it only individuals that sign up for it?
So for our postseason events, what we call our Junior All-American Games. So, for example, we program an event at the Baltimore Orioles Spring Training Complex in Sarasota, Florida, the Chicago Cubs Spring Training the world champion,
yeah,
Chicago
exactly.
Cubs Spring Training Complex in Mesa, Arizona. And we just picked up the Washington Nationals and Houston Astros facility in the West Palm area. So those events, individual players will sign up. We'll put them on teams, so we'll form the red team and the blue team. So they really have a chance to have a new set of teammates just for that weekend. And so that's a big part of it. They end up keeping in touch with those teammates on social media and just having a chance to play with play with different athletes that they don't normally play with. So they sign up as an individual. And the reason for that is a lot of these events are in the off season, October, November, December, January. So we may not be able to get the entire team because this kid's playing football or this kid's playing basketball or whatever. So we allow the players to sign up as an individual and have that experience with a new set of teammates just for that for that particular event.
Now, I know you're the director of the USA Baseball Great Lakes NTIS program, National Team Identification Program, so you're very concerned with safety of players. When a player goes to a Game Day USA event, you just mentioned it was in the winter.
Sure.
There's a lot of parents and even coaches and individuals sometimes worried that players are playing, you know, too much or maybe pitching too much.
Sure.
Throughout the year, and especially in the winter. How do you address that, and what's your safety behind
it? Sure. So all of those events start with a talk and a presentation. You know, we talk about life lessons, everything from making sure you thank and appreciate your parents to things to do with making sure you have good grades and good academics. So we really take the life lesson aspect of those events seriously, and we certainly do address safety. We'll talk about pitching in a second, but you know, for some of these families that may come from Minnesota and they're used to bear hunting in December or January, now they're in Arizona and it's 110 degrees out.
Right.
You know, we have to talk to them about things such as hydration, diet, and physical fitness, and all those types of things. And you know, as you alluded to, pitching is really a big part of it. We endorse USA Baseball's Pitch Smart program, which is not just guys like you and I saying how many pitches should they throw,
right.
But this is really science, and the best minds in the game get together, and there's a committee, and they make recommendations as to the maximum number of pitches that an athlete should throw in a game throughout the course of a week, how much rest should be in between, and we really have been at the forefront of educating volunteer coaches who may not know about all this as in terms of how to protect their athletes' arm safety. As you know, in football, everybody's talking about concussions.
Yep.
That's a hot topic. In baseball, it's all about protecting the arm and arm safety because, you know, once your arm goes, unless you're a designated hitter and you're going to hit a bunch of home runs, you're pretty much out of baseball in terms of being a player. And so we take our role in that very seriously as well.
Yeah, and you said it. I think you guys are the leaders because for an organization that has events all over the country, you take that safety seriously, and I'm hoping that a lot of other people listen to that because there's a lot of events that do not do that, and kids are pitching way too much,
sure.
And there's a safety issue. And I think that's why I wanted to address it, because I think you guys have been a leader in this in your industry in doing that. Now, you don't just do that, and we'll get back to all the economical aspects of the events. But you also, at some events, you also do testing for kids.
Sure.
Explain how you do, what you do there.
Sure. I mean, baseball is becoming a lot about measurable testing and some of the metrics at all levels of baseball. If you've ever seen the movie Moneyball, you can picture a lot of the old school scouts sitting around the table and talking about, you know, this athlete looks good and that type of thing. And there's certainly still a gut feel part of scouting, but a lot of it is now becoming the numbers and the measurables. So we will measure the athletes in a 40 or 60-yard dash, in a 5-10-5 shuttle run, exit velocity off the bat. We'll have a radar gun out there, have the athlete make a crow hop throw, so that the athletes can see sort of where they measure up with others in their age category. And then it's not just a matter of pitting one guy against the other, but it's also a matter, okay, what areas in my game do I need to improve? Hopefully it motivates the athlete to work harder in certain areas, and focus on mechanics in certain areas so that they, if they really want to play at the highest level, the numbers can kind of tell them where they really need to be in order to play at a Division III level, at a Division II level, a Division I level, at a high school level, at a college, you know, professional level, or what have you.
Right, you see, and again, all the things we talked about, it's interesting because, you know, Game Day USA and Caliendo Sports International have partnered up also on going overseas on trips where that's an experience in itself.
Sure.
But it really meshes. I mean, we really mesh well because we have a lot of the similar philosophies, whether it's the testing, the coaching, education. It all matches up good. Tell us a little bit about, and we're going to get into, since we got a little time, we're going to get into the actual Great Lakes program.
Sure.
But tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the international trips and why you combined with Caliendo Sports International.
We're really excited about those trips. It's right within our wheelhouse and our mission of creating opportunities for kids and families. That's sort of, you know, every organization kind of has a mission. You know, why do we exist? Why are we here? And again, creating opportunities for kids and families is such a big part of that. And just the life lessons that can be learned when people go overseas as well as the lifelong friendships that form when you, as you know, from being a coach, mm-hmm. when you travel with people, even for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, in the case of these trips, you know, we're there for a week or a little over a week. You really have a chance to get to know people on a personal level, off the field a little bit, and those are some of the lifelong friendships that that we know form. So really excited about our trip to Italy this year, as well as for the second year in a row, our trip to Japan. And you and your staff have done a great job with that. You know, in my office, I get emails from families like from the Japan trip last year saying, wow, this was like the greatest thing we've ever done. And so that just is reinforcement when we hear those testimonials that, you know, we're on the right track with some of the things that we're doing.
That's great. You know, and what I loved about it too, which you mentioned earlier, is, you know, you said players and parents are coming from all over and kids have an opportunity to play with players they don't know.
Right.
And that's an education, you know, on the international trip and also on game day USA events, because most of the time parents want to put players in a position of being always comfortable.
Sure.
Sometimes they got to be a little bit uncomfortable, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so in some cases you'll get a team, and when we form these teams, we also try to do it by position. So if we're forming 10 teams, we try to separate the catchers, separate the pitchers, middle infielders, and so and that's the reality of when you go to when you make a high school team or you make a college team, or if you're fortunate enough to make one of the Team USA national teams, you're on the field with players that you may not be familiar with. It's not you know your teammate is not the player that you grew up with and spent your whole life with. So you have to learn to adapt, and those are important life lessons, part of the maturation process for these kids as they grow, not only as baseball players, but certainly as young men as well.
Absolutely. And before we get into the USA Baseball program, tell our audience, because all over the world, obviously these kids, you know, we can have players all over the world coming to game day USA events, but tell the audience anything else we missed about your events, why you know, kids or coaches and players should come to the events.
Sure. I mean, all of our events, we focus on trying to find a destination that will be appealing for families to go. And so we will, if it's an event at Randall's Island Park in New York, we'll try to arrange for the kids to get Yankees or Mets tickets so they can catch a game there. If it's a tournament event in Wisconsin Dells, which is the water park capital of the world, we'll make sure that they have deals on the water park resorts and that type of thing. We do a number of events by theme parks, water parks on college campuses. We'll encourage the family to take a college visit at the University of Notre Dame or at Indiana University Bloomington or down in Champaign, Illinois at the University of Illinois. So there, every event there has to be some additional draw.
Sure.
If there is a destination where there's really nothing to do, there's no hotels, there's no amenities, we leave that one for one of our competitors to do. We're not interested in those venues. We're interested in venues, again, not only where the fields and facilities are top-notch, but also the amenities. And there's a lot of new venues are being built throughout the country. As you may know, synthetic turf is really big.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you and I were playing, there wasn't really, maybe there was a synthetic turf field for football or soccer or something, right. But baseball really was not heard of. But so we program a lot of synthetic turf venues. As much as I'm kind of a baseball purist and I like to play the game on the grass and the dirt, from an event management standpoint, if there's any sort of weather or rain, we can, unless there's lightning out there, you know, to your point about safety, we can pretty much, you know, keep playing. Because if a family travels, you know, 8 hours for an event, they want to get the games in. They don't want it to be rained out and drive back home.
Right.
So we, you know, try to improve the playability of some of these facilities.
Super. And for our audience around the world, get this. We're discussing with Game Day USA about bringing events to your country, possibly. So we'll be talking about that further on another show, because that could benefit a lot of kids in a lot of the countries that can't make it here.
Sure.
With, you know, to Game Day USA events.
Sure. There's a number of teams, for example, from Canada mm-hmm. that will come to the U.S. to participate in our events in Michigan and Ohio and New York and a number of different destinations. And, of course, we know there's a lot of American teams that would like to go to play in an event in a different country as well. So to the extent that we can be a liaison for that type of information back and forth, and I know obviously you're one of the industry leaders with baseball and international and that type of thing. So the more education information we can get out to people, they can make an informed decision about where they want to participate in an event.
Absolutely. And at the end, we'll give all the information to our audience on how to get a hold of Game Day USA and also Caliendo Sports. All right, let's jump in. We've got a little bit of time. I think it'd be great to talk about the USA Baseball National Team Identification Program. And obviously, as a former USA Baseball National Team coach, you know, I just think it's one of the greatest experiences that a player can have to represent their country with USA on there. But obviously, it's not that easy to make it. But tell us the process of the Great Lakes region, how that works, and also the identification program.
Sure. So, you know, with baseball, back in the Olympics in Tokyo 2020, I think you're going to see USA Baseball even be more at the forefront and be more relevant now than ever before. And so a lot of families wonder, you know, how does a kid from a small farming community, a rural community in Indiana, say, how does a kid like that get identified to play on Team USA if that is truly one of the best players? And so the way that happens is our organization will host a number of tryouts throughout the Great Lakes region. So in our region, it's Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota. And those athletes will come to the tryout, and our coaching staff, experienced coaching staff, will identify and evaluate those players. From there, they can make the all-region team and represent the Great Lakes region at the National Training Complex in Cary, North Carolina, which is the headquarters of USA Baseball. And there they play against all the other regions in front of the national team coaches and USA Baseball's task force. And so from that, they can be selected to take the next step in the process, because once we put a Team USA team on the field, we want to know that those are the very best players to represent our country. And it's not just about talent. I know for years you've also talked about a lot of the other intangibles. What kind of citizen is this person? Is this person a person of character? Do they have good grades? Do they use good body language on the field? Mm-hmm. Are they someone that we would want to represent our country? Certainly we wouldn't want someone that would ever bring embarrassment to our country by throwing a bat or throwing a helmet or failing a class or those types of things.
Give us an idea about the age groups a little bit.
Sure. So we have an 11-year-old team, a 13-year-old team, a 14-year-old team, a 15-year-old team that's new for this year, as well as a 16-year-old team and a 17-year-old team. And it's based on the January 1st birthday. A lot of people in the U.S. involved in travel baseball are used to dealing with a May 1st birthday. This is a January 1st birthday because a lot of other countries observe January 1st. Mm-hmm. And so since we're going to be putting these athletes, some of them on international stage, we all have to adhere by the same birthday cutoff, January 1st.
And so the parents, so they understand this also because education is important. You're looking a year in advance for these players.
Exactly right. Right. So if someone is looking to make the 12-year-old national team for next year, they will be in our program as a 10 or 11-year-old this year. And so, as you said, it's always about the following year.
Yeah, and parents, I know, you know, being with the program, I know that they have a lot of questions. And, you know, one of the biggest questions comes up all the time is, well, you know, I've got so much money I can spend because players have to register for it, obviously.
Sure.
You know, why would I do this if my kid doesn't have a chance? And I've got answers also, but I want you to give your answers first to the parents.
Sure. I mean, we talk about the two I's. One is identification, which I talked about a second ago, but the other one is instruction. So if an athlete comes into one of our camps for 4 hours, even if they don't make the team, we think that they will, and we know that they will derive a great benefit from interacting with our coaches, because a lot of travel coaches, the travel ball coaches, are volunteer dads. And they have a very varying level of experience. We appreciate all of them for their volunteerism. Mm-hmm. Without volunteerism,
definitely,
we wouldn't be able to do very much at all.
Yep.
But some are really good, they're really experienced, and others have very limited experience. So by putting these athletes in touch with college coaches, high school coaches, former major leaguers, they hopefully will learn something as well about the game and benefit from the experience. And we also know that kids mature physically at a much different rate. So someone that might be a 9 or 10-year-old this year that is maybe undersized or doesn't look like they have the tools, maybe 3-4 years down the line, they hit a growth spurt, mm-hmm. and now they're one of the best players. So,
and you're following these guys, so you know where they're at all the time.
We do, yes. We track all the measurable data, and we certainly do follow these players year after year. And we just had a camp this past weekend. It was President's Day, a day off school. We had 100 athletes in Romeoville. And we saw a lot of familiar faces, a lot of athletes that had tried out the year before, and they derived benefit from it. And the parents said, "Hey, let's do this again." this year. So we do see a lot of the same faces. And we see, of course, a lot of new faces as well that just learn about the program and want to check it out and see what it's all about.
Sure. And parents, also remember, if you're thinking, well, my son's not going to make this, you know, because he's just not ready for it, the great thing about it is that he's going to also go through the tryouts, you know, and tryouts have a little pressure. And pressure is all, you know, makes you become better because Sure. Now you're dealing, you know, because you're going to go through high school tryouts. Well, but if you're 9 years old, 10 years old, and then you've gone through tryouts already through the National Team Identification Program where you do all the testing, that gives them a sense of getting better as they get older also.
Sure, and I've heard you talk about this a number of times in talks that I've heard you give, but you put an athlete outside their comfort zone once in a while, and, you know, oftentimes good things are going to happen. They're going to be more calm under pressure and that type of thing. You don't want them to have that pressure-packed experience the first time when everything's on the line. So yeah. The more times they can go through that, once they do get to the point where they got to make a high school varsity team or make a college team, they will have been in that situation before, been there, done that, more comfortable and more successful ultimately.
And also, the players, when you test them, they get an idea how they rate against other players. Then they get a pretty good idea of, you know, what they need to work on.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a big part of it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you're reluctant to just pit guys against each other because you want them to focus on the process, not just the outcome. So you don't want to be, I've coached players that are just so obsessed with how hard they throw.
Yeah.
You know, it's just about the outcome. And what I try to, you know, take a step back, focus on what you can control is the process. What exactly are you doing? Or like any coach on your team, don't always focus on win, 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 win. How are we getting to winning? How are we getting to that outcome? And that's making sure that we're going through the right process. And if you have the right process and you're true to that process, hopefully over time the rest will take care of itself.
You know what? And that's a great point. And we also have outstanding coaches, which means if a player during the camp is doing something maybe, you know, throwing incorrectly, can make an adjustment that, you know, I know that the main function is to first identify their skills and testing, but these are really good coaches. You know, they're going to tell the youngster, you know, that maybe he needs to change something.
Sure, and those are the types of coaches that we bring in for these camps, only coaches that are very instruction-focused and really take pride in helping these kids improve because, you know, a four-hour window for a camp is a relatively short window, right?
I mean, sure.
So we want to try to give these kids a few things to take away that they could inquire maybe with their own coach when they get back home how to work on this or what to do.
All right, Rich, this was great. Let's end it with this. Tell our audience what Game Day USA or the Great Lakes National Team Identification Program with USA Baseball, how people can reach us so that way they can know more about the program.
Sure. So Game Day USA, people can always go to our website, gamedayusa.com. On our website, our phone number is there, 630-664-GAME, which is 4263. Again, all that is on our website. You can send us an email. My email is rich, R-I-C-H, at gamedayusa.com. And then on the USA Baseball side, they can go to greatlakesntis.com and see all the information about the USA Baseball camps. We take pride in answering the phone around here. We don't have an automated voicemail system. So if you call us, we'll answer the phone and we'll get your questions answered.
Yeah, those automated systems drive me nuts.
you're talking about your blood boiling.
Yes, exactly.
So we do try to pick up the phone as quickly as possible and answer the questions coming in.
And Rich, you've been in the game a long time. You're a high school coach also at Montini Catholic High School. I'll throw you a little curveball at the end just because it's a coaching program too. Just for our coaches and players and parents around the world, some little nugget or advice in coaching that you would give to coaches anywhere?
Sure. I mean, I think a lot of it is just truly genuinely caring for your players. I think, you know, the players, especially for maybe an inexperienced or volunteer coach, the players can certainly tolerate maybe a coach that doesn't know everything, because that's, you know, for a young coach that may not be possible. As long as the coach cares and it's apparent that the coach really cares about the development of the player, then, you know, I think that the coach is going in the right direction there.
That's fantastic. Rich, really appreciate your time. Looking forward to being part of the events.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. And listen, that was Rich Janner. He's president of Game Day USA and also the director of the Great Lakes Region USA Baseball National Team Identification Program. We really appreciate him being on the show. And to all our listeners, you're the best. We appreciate you listening. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to have a show and it wouldn't grow. So, but also, don't forget, go to our social media. We're on Twitter at BaseballOut. We've got a lot of baseball tips. Go to our website. It is BaseballOutsideTheBox.com. Join the show there. We've also got Facebook at Facebook.com/BaseballOutsideTheBox. And don't forget, we always love getting your emails at info@BaseballOutsideTheBox.com. Remember, coaches, education is the key to building the foundation of our sport. So keep getting smarter by listening to the show that interviews baseball's best coaching minds and innovative thoughts that like to challenge the status quo. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. Have a great coaching day. See you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.